In INA, the Premier Minister for Pacific Peoples, Sopito Williams-Seal, wiped away tears yesterday when announcing his government will officially apologise for the dawn raids of the mid-1970s. The raids disproportionately targeted people of Pacifica heritage who were suspected of overstaying their visas. Mr. Seal revealed his family was subjected to a dawn raid, describing the helplessness felt at the time by his father.
They're not good memories. It's more of anger. And if you reflect on, I think people need to put yourself in the shoes of those who were directly affected. For our household, we had just bought a house about a year or two before. My parents were quite proud owners of their house, and they were putting roots into New Zealand. And then to receive a bang in the early hours of the morning, it would have been 3 or 4. We were all awakened because of the noise at the front door, and there's a man standing there with a flashlight in my father's eye, my mother touching him so he doesn't do anything that might hurt the police, because it was his home. And he felt there was great a deal of disrespect shown, with a Alsatian dog there frothing at the mouth at the door, and my sisters and my father's niece, who shared a bedroom, all screaming and not quite sure what was happening on that day. And I suppose you have to put yourself in the context. You had a family who had purchased a home. They were feeling that they were part of New Zealand. We came here to fill the labor workforce that was badly needed by the manufacturing boom of the time. And we felt we were part of this new country. And then to be treated like that, we were treated like animals. And I've really tried to say to the media, this is first and foremost about not only helping the Pacific communities to heal and to restore their mana and dignity as a people, but also for the rest of New Zealand to reflect on our past and have that mirror reflect back to ourselves. These mistakes, or the harm and trauma, or the way that we treated people, cannot be repeated ever again.
As for the reconciliation process, what does that look like aside from the apology? For example, should there be education? Should this be included in the New Zealand history curriculum? Should there be compensation? Should there be residency offered? What has to come as a practical part?
I'm going to leave that for the Prime Minister, because at the moment my focus is providing an avenue and opportunity for people, particularly the Pacific peoples, those who were directly affected, to have an opportunity to tell their story and to talk about it openly in family circles and church circles, without that black cloud of shame that we had done something wrong.
What needs to be done to help to heal the relationship with police?
I've been in discussions with the Minister of Police and other colleagues, and I think there's quite a lot of work that's happening already. But I think first and foremost, it's the recognition that the actions of the 1970s during the dawn raids were wrong, absolutely wrong, intolerable. We do need to call it out as racist and discriminatory. And I think that's the beginning of a conversation to ensure how do we now address this going forward.
What does it mean to the older members of the Pacific community who will remember this as adults? But equally, what does it mean to the young generation to hear stories like yours?
I hope that it would empower them. I hope it gives them a sense of confidence that they are valued as human beings, that their heritage as peoples of the Pacific, it's something, to be held tightly and to be treasured. And I hope that this gives them a better understanding of what their grandparents and parents have endured, and the sacrifices that were made, that they stand on the shoulders of those giants, and that they should be proud, not be ashamed. and recognize that Pacific peoples have continued to provide a strong and positive contribution to the fabric of Aotearoa.
That is Opito William Seo. I was speaking to him a little bit earlier on this morning.